Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, John, you got something for us before we jump on the phone calls. What's going on?
All right. You know an old guy is about to tell you something serious when he takes off his glasses and he sets them on the table. Okay. 30 seconds. There are a lot of great bloggers. There's a lot of great people doing great work across the board, podcasters, great reporters in this town right now. There are a lot of voices, as you know, and you look at the second place radio station up the street, the thing that used to be a newspaper that's across the street from where we are now, and local TV types. But one person's voice in this town, in this media, in this town carries weight. Only one. And it's not D-Led. It's Carl Dukes. And when Carl, and just hear me when I tell you, Carl Dukes' voice carries more weight than anybody else in the media in this town, and it's not close. And so when Carl tweets out yesterday a five-word tweet that's on his X, it sums up everything in five words. And it's, if I'm Arthur Blank, I'm printing it up, blowing it out, and handing it at the beginning of the meeting to the people in the room. Carl's right, okay? This had to change. And the response that we just got, Carl, from this meeting with Raheem and the media, it speaks to everything you said. It speaks to everything you said.
We shouldn't be here, John.
Nope.
That's the problem. We shouldn't be here at this point in this juncture in the season. And I'm not going to tell you that this team is not going to find its full potential. I still have hope. Call me crazy. I still have hope that the team is going to find its full potential. And the reason why I have hope is because the one thing I did believe in, for the offensive side of things, and specifically Zach Robinson, I was a wait and see. I want to wait and see, but I'm all right, let's see how this goes. I had full confidence that Jeff Ulbrich was going to do a better job just because of his experience. For me, experience matters. And when you talk about where the defense is, and I know we got a lot of young pieces, we've only been in these games and won the game we won because of defense. That's it. So for what we had with Jimmy Lake, who was, again, inexperienced at this level, and whether he knew exactly how he wanted to operate, which we know he didn't, and the back half was miscommunicating, and we had big explosive plays we were giving up, it's looked and felt completely different. Now, I know we only got one sack yesterday, but that I feel confident about, and that's what gives me hope that maybe, Atlanta, that we can switch this thing and find a way to maximize our full potential. But right now, this feels like a blank show. Right now, in this moment, coming off a 30-0 loss, we're having more kicker tryouts. Line them up. We've got the OC now in week three, going into week four, coming down from the booth because apparently, allegedly, there's communication issues, because that's the only reason you do that.
Man, look. Let me give you the same advice my father gave me, all right? Give up hope. Look at me. Dreams are for suckers.
I'm trying. I really am. And then on top of that, you have a dysfunctional offense that has no flow. I want to mention this, and then we're going to grab the phone calls. Thank you so much for listening. It is your turn to chime in at 404-726-0929. John, I just try to tell the people what they want to hear. I just try to tell people what they need to hear.
Yeah, but do know that your voice carries more weight. I mean, this is from somebody who started in this market in 1979, so I know a little bit about Atlanta market.
You do. There's no doubt.
Yeah, so, I mean, your voice does carry that weight. So when you say something, you know, and not that it wasn't, you know, readily obvious, but still it's like, okay, we got to get that one voice here. So when you said it, I think, you know, my guess is, look, you have to understand, every player, every coach, Arthur Blank included probably, but certainly Josh Blank, everybody in the front office, they all are on X during the game.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You're right.
And they've all bookmarked Carl.
All right, let's talk to Wesley. He's holding patiently. Wesley, look, and we're getting new information. We're getting new information. This is coach today. This is today. This is not after the game yesterday. This is today. And I'm being real with you guys. If you're just tuning in, he just said they're going to try out some more kickers. All right, that's where we are. Wesley, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man, listen, you and John are doing a great job today. I'm not knocking out your partner, but if Atlanta's finally that doesn't get to listen to John on the weekends like I do, are getting to enjoy him putting in his input today. I got two things I want to say about the Falcons, and I'm going to be really, really – I'm going to be kind of positive here. Number one is that I do feel like we're running into a management communication issue. Number one is when I heard that we let Koo go last week, I understand, but Koo has got more on his resume than any other kicker they can try out right now.
True.
And I happen to believe, let me finish, I happen to believe that we have maybe a special teams issue in the coaching department.
Mm. You know what's sad? He might be right. Carl, he might be right.
Yeah, he is. I'm with you. Go ahead.
If you could almost make a case that you need to re-sign Younghoe Koo. He's not wrong.
No, all right, Wesley, go ahead. Go ahead, Wesley. Oh, he hung up? Okay.
He's not wrong.
I can't.
I know.
Confirm nor deny what you're saying. Okay, I really can't. Experience, yes. Somebody said to me yesterday, Dukes, this Parker Romo guy, man, give me somebody with some real kicking experience. I said, well, he's been in the league. I know he's got limited experience, but he's played in the league, so it's not like Romo literally stepped off a peach tree and 14th Street and when I can kick. I mean, he was in the league, so, but from an experience standpoint, you're right. There's no denying that.
Yeah. He's probably the most experienced kicker out there. He's won us a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needed to have that moment where he said, okay, now you're ready for me to come back and figure this out? Because, you know, people could be let go and come back and still be successful.
Oh, sure.
I think so.
Yeah, but here's the deal. But this gets back to the trust factor. You let him go because you didn't trust him. Now a week later, you're going to bring him back. I don't see it. But
I know I don't either.
But our caller's right.
It's the same time as he might not be wrong.
No,
that's where we're at. Okay, we're at a position where hey, who can save the season? Younghoe Koo. Oh God.
Let's talk to Vicky. Vicky, save us from ourselves and Alpharetta. Vicky, how are you doing?
Woo, Lord have mercy. Somebody get the hose. There's a dumpster fire happening up at the Falcons camp. Lord have mercy. I've been watching the Falcons my whole life, and I'm 56. I watch it with my daddy, sneaking drinks from his pony beer. We had season tickets at the old Atlanta Stadium, had season tickets at Georgia Dome. Been watching them my whole life. So I have a certain level of, okay, here it comes. You know, every year I get that, and that's okay. But this year, I really thought that we might be competitive. I never have high expectations, but I thought we have all the pieces. We have all these great players. We've just got to get it together. And then it's been just an absolute crap show. Mm. And whenever I heard what the OC reaction was to how things were going in the game yesterday, I had a vision of me telling my boss, well, yeah, I didn't send that email or pull that file because I couldn't hear you. Sorry, man.
But you know what? Vicky's right, too. Wait a second. Hang on, guys. There's no rule in the rule book, right, that says you can't leave the box and go down to the field if you the OC. Why didn't they do that at halftime yesterday? If that was the issue, why wouldn't they have said, get your butt down here?
Yeah, there isn't. Look, and I think yesterday, and we'll hear more from Ra as we will play some of this for you coming up. Stay tuned. We will have his response to a lot of the questions that you're asking us and certainly you were talking about. But, Vicky, to John's point, like he could do that, right? There's nothing that says he can't. I think they got past that after I think it was the first or second series. It may have been the second series where they called the timeout, which was so upsetting because, again, you blew a timeout, terrible clock management, and then, you know, we're driving the field right before the half, and it looks promising, and guess what? You throw the ball, I think it was the Mooney in the middle of the field, 4-3-2. You don't have enough time to spike it. You don't have timeouts. See you guys, it's halftime. And you're just going, oh, my gosh. Those are the things that come back to bite you.
No, wait a second. Yeah, I know, but you did have to take the tactical timeout in order to get the delay of game penalty that you were looking for.
Right. That's the part. You shouldn't. It's third and one. It's your second possession, and because you don't get the right personnel in, you have to take a timeout? Okay, cool. Get the right personnel in, then you come back out of that, and you get a delay of game. Inexcusable. That's just inexcusable. Vicky, thank you so much in Alpharetta. S and Buckhead, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you feeling, S?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
I got a question for y'all, but first let me tell you a story of just how low the morale is in the city in Falcons Nation. So I was leaving watching the game, and I went up to Cobb County, and I parked in a legal spot. And as I get back out, I see a cop, and he's writing down a ticket. He said, "Hey, man, is this your car?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, you know, you're parked illegally." I said, "Oh, man, you're going to write a ticket?" So I had my Falcons jersey on, number 5, Drake London. And he said, "You watch the game?" I said, "Yeah, just got out of it." He said, "Man, I can't even do it, man. Have a good one." And he crumbled the paper.
That's what's up.
The paper.
That's great.
He crumbled the paper up, man. Oh. That's how bad the morale is. Cobb County police are throwing away tickets.
Which never happened.
I thought it was bad because Swampers were saying sucks to be you. Oh. I mean, you know, okay, you know.
Yes, that's a funny story, but you're right. Look, we're all feeling this. And it doesn't matter what your line of work is. That's the part about this. Like, everybody acts like they don't follow that. Everybody follows it. And even if you are not from here, you want to know what the hometown team did. And you're like, oh, what the Falcons did yesterday? I'm telling you, I got numerous texts, John, from friends around the country. Yo, what's up with the Falcons? I'm like, what's wrong? What are you talking about? Man, who's hurt? Is Penix hurt? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, how are they losing like this? That is the first thing that people thought. Like, oh, something major happened. No, we sucked. We didn't play well. We didn't do anything.
Brain injuries on the sidelines are
that too. That too.
Epidemic.
Orin, I know you're busy in there, but can we play that Michael Penix cut? Because this is something that we've been talking about today. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John's in for Mike today. It's a Falcon Monday, and it's a hard day. This is a hard day. It just is.
Tell the truth Monday.
We're telling the truth. We are in a situation right now where offensively there is no trust with what's going on. And look, it was a complete team loss yesterday. But when you don't score any points and do you guys realize, oh, my God, John, NFL, you're an NFL team. You don't get in the red zone one time in a game?
Against the Panthers.
Panthers. This is Penix talking about there were unscouted looks. Now, understand this. There's a lot of preparation that goes into these games. There are a lot of things that you go in with a plan, and they may show you something that you don't see. But when you add this on top of what other pressures we've already told you he's dealing with and why he felt rushed, which is why the pick six happened, and John used the word panicked because he's just trying to make things happen. When this is added to it, this is where the OC calms you down. Can I hear the cut from Michael Penix?
I wouldn't say it's too much things give us problems. I got to take care of the ball, and like I said, man, we got to execute whenever that time comes, and we'll be in the game.
Okay, that was one of them. I'm talking about the one where he talks about were there any unscouted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looks, I think it's 40 for me. Oh, if you have that one. This is a post-game with Arch. That's it? Okay, because he goes on to talk about on their unscouted looks. And he said there were a few of them. And what he's telling you is, yeah, they showed me a couple of things that maybe we weren't ready for or weren't prepared for, but that's where your OC comes in. That's where your OC comes in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.